Hey listeners, this is Skylar, fresh out of quarantine and back into school after 3 months of lockdown, and I'm going to explain why. Unless you've been living under a rock, you'll have heard something of a deadly virus of this day called the coronavirus. Most sources say that the virus originated in China and mostly spread throughout Europe, but not only Europe, coronavirus has taken its toll on the rest of the world. For example, England, where I live. After a month of awareness and preparation, finally, schools closed. After that, our own Prime Minister suffered from a case of the virus, but was quickly cured. Anyways, back to the main topic, me. Days after school closed, it had come to my birthday in late March, which I spent inside, and if it hadn't been for the amazing presents, my birthday would have been a complete disaster. After that, a day in my life would start with a voice, a distinctive voice. It was my mum shouting at me to get up and do some work online. Then I grabbed my iPad reluctantly and went onto my school website. I saw the task, and to be totally honest, I was completely ticked off. I really didn't want to do it, but I didn't want my mom to go off on me again either. So I did the work, and then I was free. So I ate lunch, and then I didn't come out of my room until dinner. After dinner, I just went into my room and went to bed. Anyways, over the last month, all I've been doing is watching Netflix and staying in bed, and if you're anything like me, that's probably what you've been doing too. Unfortunately, that has to stop. Yes, I know what you're thinking. Skylar, if you're gonna come to my house during quarantine and drag me out of my bed, be my guest. But if not, well then. But trust me, it's worth it. All your friends will come out of quarantine achieving something. You don't want to be the only one with nothing. First of all, exercise. You should get out for a walk to the park or maybe around your house at least every 2 days. Or maybe you could just do some cycling. Some sort of exercise will do good. Second, goals. You should have ambitions for when you come out of quarantine, when it's safe, of course, just to have something to look forward to. And third, you should have a therapeutic activity to stay sane in all this madness. Something like baking or yoga, maybe gardening, or maybe even some sort of art. And those, my friends, are my tips on how to survive in quarantine. And that's all I have to say for today. Bye.